Welcome to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estratori for Financial Services Online. This Sunday, April 21st, 2024, we bring you the keenest insights from the dynamic world of Australian insurance. Beginning with the startling decline in life insurance participation, reports indicate that coverage for working-age adults has nosedived by an alarming one-fifth within just 5 years. Once upon a time in 2017, 94% of adults had coverage. As of now, only 77% do. What's behind the fall, you may ask? At the heart of this issue lies the Protecting Your Super legislation, reducing instances of automatic coverage to guard superannuation funds. Adverse effects are felt far and wide, with a concerning underinsurance gap affecting an estimated 3.4 million souls across Australia. Our industry is also in flux with a dwindling number of life insurers and a smaller brigade of friendly societies since 2018. Despite these challenges, silver linings exist. The Australian Prudential Regulation Authority's capital amendments and the price surge in income protection products seem to boost insurer appeal. Market recovery potentials are on the rise as new business growth prevails for a vibrant third quarter in a row. In a dash from Europe to Australia, we see London-based cyber insurance magnate CFC laying robust groundwork on our turf with the acquisition of Solution Underwriting from Melbourne. This strategic move empowers CFC, furthering its two-decade-long service to Australian customers. Five more offices and roughly 100 staff nationwide are now part of the CFC realm. The merger embodies CFC's resounding global vision and echoes its existing footprint in the USA and Europe. Solution Underwriting, celebrated for its innovative strategies and standout service to SMEs, will now expand its offering, thanks to CFC's international prowess. Election fever grips Queensland, and the Australian Consumers Insurance Lobby calls for urgent reform to the outdated and burdensome stamp duty system. Our northern residents, grappling with high insurance costs, need relief. The cyclone reinsurance pool for lowering premiums hasn't quite hit the mark. ASIL places on the agenda the abolition of the 9% insurance duty, with hopeful projections of a $1.5 billion revenue generation or a reallocation to disaster resilience schemes. With the approaching October polls, there's a climactic call to make stamp duty the critical consumer issue that could tip the political scales. Thank you for joining me, Paige Estratori, on your trusted source of news, the Weekly Insurance News Wrap for Financial Services Online. Remember, for more details on these stories and many more, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au.